It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. It's the birthday of American business magnate and philanthropist Bill Gates, born in Seattle in 1955. And because he's turning 65 today, the multi-billionaire is now eligible for Medicare. He's best known as the co-founder of the Microsoft Corporation. During his career at Microsoft, Gates has held the positions of chairman, chief executive officer, president, and chief software architect, while also being the largest individual shareholder until May 2014. He is one of the best-known entrepreneurs and pioneers of the microcomputer revolution of the 1970s and 80s. He co-founded Microsoft with childhood friend Paul Allen in 1975 in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It went on to become the world's largest personal computer software company. Gates led the company as chairman and CEO until stepping down as CEO in January 2000, but he remained chairman and became chief software architect. During the late 90s, Gates was criticized for his business tactics, which have been considered by some as anti-competitive. This opinion has been upheld in numerous court rulings. In June 2006, Gates announced that he would be transitioning to a part-time role at Microsoft and work full-time at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which he and his wife established in 2000. He gradually transferred his duties to Ray Ozzie and Craig Mundy. He stepped down as chairman of Microsoft in February 2014 and assumed a new post as technology advisor to support the newly appointed CEO, Satya Nadella. In March 2020, Gates left his board positions at Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway to focus on his philanthropic endeavors, including climate change, global health and development, and education. Since 1987, Gates has been included in the Forbes list of the world's wealthiest people. From 1995 to 2017, he held the Forbes title of the richest person in the world all but four of those years. In October 2017, he was surpassed by Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos, who had an estimated net worth of $90.6 billion, compared to Gates' net worth of only $89.9 billion at the time. As of August 2020, Gates had an estimated net worth of $113.7 billion, making him the second wealthiest person in the world, just behind Bezos. Later in his career, and since leaving day-to-day operations at Microsoft in 2008, Gates has pursued a number of philanthropic endeavors. He has given sizable amounts of money to various charitable organizations and scientific research programs through the Gates Foundation, reported to be the world's largest private charity. In 2009, he and Warren Buffett founded the Giving Pledge, whereby they and other billionaires pledge to give at least half of their wealth to philanthropic causes. Gates and his family reside in Xanadu 2.0, an earth-sheltered mansion in the side of a hill overlooking Lake Washington. The 66,000-square-foot, nearly $150 million estate has a 60-foot swimming pool with an underwater music system, as well as a 2,500-square-foot gym and a 1,000-square-foot dining room. Gates is an avid reader and also enjoys playing bridge, tennis, and golf. His days are planned for him on a minute-by-minute basis, similar to the president's schedule. Despite his wealth and extensive business travel, Gates actually flew coach in commercial aircraft until 1997, when he broke down and bought his very own private jet. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 28th. 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.